आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा, द हेडलाइंस। बीजेपी रिलीजेस फिफ्थ लिस्ट ऑफ 111 कैंडिडेट्स फॉर लोकसभा पोल्स। एक्ट्रेस कंगना रनौत टू कॉन्टेस्ट फ्रॉम मंडी इन हिमाचल प्रदेश एंड यूनियन मिनिस्टर धर्मेंद्र प्रधान फ्रॉम संबलपुर इन ओडिशा। EPFO adds 16.02 lakh net subscribers in January this year. Festival of Colors, Holi, being celebrated throughout the country today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister greet people on occasion. IMD predicts rain in northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. India's Srija Kula wins women's singles title at WTT Feeder Beirut 2024 table tennis tournament in Lebanon. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Lucknow Super Giants by 20 runs in Jaipur. BJP has released its fifth list of 111 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Actress Kangana Ranaut will contest from Mandi Lok Sabha seat in Himachal Pradesh. Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will fight from Sambalpur, and BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra from Puri Lok Sabha seat in Odisha. Union Minister Nityananda Rai will contest from Ujjiarpur, Union Minister Giriraj Singh from Begusarai, and Senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad from Patna Sahib Lok Sabha seat in Bihar. Actor Arun Govil will be the BJP candidate from Meerut Lok Sabha seat. Former Union Minister Menaka Gandhi will fight from Sultanpur, while UP Minister Jitin Prasad will replace party MP Varun Gandhi from Pilibhit Lok Sabha constituency in UP. Former Congress leader Naveen Jindal, who joined BJP yesterday, will fight from Kurukshetra seat in Haryana. Former judge of Calcutta High Court Abhijit Gangopadhyay will be BJP candidate from Tamluk parliamentary seat in West Bengal, and former Karnataka Chief Minister Jagdish Shettar will contest from Belgaum. The BJP also declared its first list of 14 candidates from the Sikkim Assembly elections. The party has named Dili Ram Thapa from Upper Burtuk and Narendra Kumar Subba from Manibang Dentam Assembly seats. The Congress also released its fifth list yesterday, comprising three candidates for the forthcoming Lok Sabha elections. Congress leader Pratap Singh Khachariya Bas will now be contesting from Rajasthan Jaipur Lok Sabha constituency, while Murari Lal Meena has been fielded from Dausa and SD constituency of Rajasthan, and Mrs. Pratibha Suresh Dhanorkar will run from Chandrapur Lok Sabha constituency in Maharashtra. In Tripura, electioneering is gradually picking up, with the election machinery stepping up activities by conducting training programs for the polling staff and micro-observers. The states will go to poll in two phases on the 19th and 26th of April. We have more in this report from our Agartala correspondent.
The Election Commission has taken adequate preparations to conduct the polls in a free, fair, transparent and peaceful manner. The state had earlier been a witness to a decade-long insurgency, which has now come down at its ebb. In last few months, several cadres of banned militant outfits, NLFT, have put down their weapons and surrendered themselves. One interesting feature is that even though a large section of tribal population now and then have been living in remote areas and in scattered hamlets, their participation in electoral politics has been encouraging till date. The BJP has fielded former Chief Minister Biplab Kumar Deb from Tripura West and Maharani Kriti Singh Deb Verma from Tripura East Parliamentary Constituency. In West, Mr. Biplab Kumar Deb will lock horns with Congress veteran Ashish Saha. This time, the CPIM has fielded its old guard Rajendra Riang. The coming days will be interesting for the political commentators to cherry pick on the contestants who hold sway over the voters. Kunal Shinde, Akashwani Samachar, Agartala.
The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 16.02 lakh net subscribers in the month of January this year. According to EPFO's provisional payroll data released yesterday, around 8.08 lakh new members had enrolled during January 2024. In a statement, the Union Labour Ministry said, "A noticeable aspect of the data is the dominance of the 18 to 25 year age group, constituting a significant over 56% of the total new members during the period. It indicates that the majority of individuals joining the organized workforce are youth, primarily first-time job seekers. The gender-wise analysis of payroll data unveils that out of 8.08 lakh new members, around 2.05 lakh are new female members. The Festival of Colors, Holi, is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and celebrates the arrival of spring season. Our Bhopal correspondent has filed this report on Holi celebrations in Madhya Pradesh.
In Madhya Pradesh, the festival of colors began from the Lord Mahakaleswar temple in Ujjain today. Holi was celebrated in the temple during the Bhasma Aarti. A Holi procession will be taken out in the capital city Bhopal. The excitement of Holi is visible everywhere in the state, including Indore, Jabalpur and Gwalior. Meanwhile, Holika Dahan took place last night in thousands of places in the state. In Indore, the official Holika Dahan was held by the Holkar dynasty. In Bhopal, people prepared Holi with gaukast wood made from the cow dung and giving the message of environmental protection. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. The President said, Holi is a vibrant and joyous festival which infuses hope and enthusiasm into people's lives. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, the festival serves as a poignant juncture for everyone to rejuvenate bonds and welcome the advent of spring. In his message, the Prime Minister said, the Festival of Colors brings new energy and enthusiasm in everyone's life. People should exercise due caution while playing with colors during Holi. Talking to Akashwani News, noted eye specialist and chief of RP Center at AIIMS Delhi, Dr. J.S. Sityal advised people to take preventive measures for safety of eyes and visit the hospital in case any infection arises due to harsh and toxic colors.
Holi is a festival where a lot of colors are being used. Every color is not safe. If you use goggles, that will prevent more color going inside the eye. If something goes inside the eye, you should clean your eyes with clean running tap water. If that is not there, you should use some eye drops, like lubricating drops, to clean the eyes from inside. Never rub your eyes if something is gone inside. Make sure you come to the hospital and get a checkup done.
In view of the Holi festival, the metro services will not be available till 2:30 p.m. today on all lines of the Delhi Metro, including Rapid Metro and Airport Express Line. The services will start after 2:30 p.m. from terminal stations on all lines and will continue normally thereafter. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Luke Milner, 2024, special program on general elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcasts at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned for Lok Prasarat ke saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
India Meteorological Department has forecast continued rain and thunderstorm activity over northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. Light to moderate rainfall or snowfall was observed at many places over Arunachal Pradesh, at many places over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and at isolated places over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim. There is a forecast of enhancement of rainfall with thunderstorm activity over western Himalayan region from tomorrow to 29th of March. In Ireland, Simon Harris has been confirmed as the new leader of Irish political party Fine Gael, paving the way for the 37-year-old to become Ireland's youngest Prime Minister. Mr. Harris, an Irish government minister, was the only candidate to seek the party leadership. He is replacing Leo Varadkar. Harris is not expected to make any final decisions on his cabinet until the Irish Parliament is back on 9th of April. Ireland is an island in the North Atlantic Ocean in northwestern Europe. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight at 9:30 p.m., we will bring an insightful discussion on use of cutting-edge technologies to strengthen startup ecosystem in the country. देश में स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम को मजबूत करने के लिए अत्याधुनिक तकनीकों का उपयोग विद राजू गोयल सेक्रेटरी जनरल इलेक्ट्रॉनिक इंडस्ट्रीज एसोसिएशन ऑफ इंडिया During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our guests about how the technology has helped in the developing and strengthening of the startup ecosystem in India. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-2371-7106 and 011-2331-4444 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 928-909-4044. Stay tuned to Akashvani Gold Channel and additional frequencies for this captivating live broadcast. Additionally, you can access the program on our website, newsonair.gov.in, and on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. In table tennis, India's Srija Kula won the women's singles title at the WTT Feeder Beirut 2 2024 table tennis tournament at the Al Kothar Secondary School in Lebanon yesterday. Akula, the world number 47, beat Luxembourg's Sarah Deluxe to win what was her second WTT singles career title. For the mixed doubles crown, India's Poymanti Bessia and Akash Pal beat Satyan Ganana Shekharan and Manika Batra, while in men's doubles final, Manoj Shah and Manav Thakkar won the event of the WTT Feeder Beirut 2 tournament in Lebanon. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 20 runs at the Sawai Man Singh Indoor Stadium in Jaipur last night. Chasing the target of 194 runs, Lucknow could muster 172 runs, losing 6 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. In the second match yesterday, Gujarat Titans defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 runs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Gujarat Titans scored 168 runs with the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs against Mumbai Indians. Chasing 169 runs, Mumbai scored 162 runs with the loss of 9 wickets in 20 overs. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will clash with Punjab Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. Front pages of dailies are full of news of political parties and their lists of candidates in the run-up to the Lok Sabha elections. The Indian Express headline reads, Dharmendra Pradhan, Ravishankar Prasad, Kangana Ranaut, ex-High Court judge in latest BJP Lok Sabha list, Varun Gandhi, V.K. Singh out. The Asian Aid quotes the Pakistan Finance Minister as saying in London that Pakistan may reopen trade with India. Do London remarks signal Sherbaz government bid to improve ties with Delhi? Ask the paper. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has been quoted in The Statesman as saying that the people of Pakistan-occupied Kashmir are themselves raising the demand for a merger with India. Clinical trials of TB vaccine, the first vaccine against TB derived from a human source, have started on adults in India, writes the Tribune. By end February, the Union Government has disbursed their central loans, 90% of capex committed to states, reports the Hindustan Times. And finally, the name of Chandrayaan 3's landing site has been officially approved as Satyo Shiv Shakti, reports the Hindu. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP releases fifth list of 111 candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. Actress Kangana Ranaut to contest from Mandi in Himachal Pradesh and Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan from Sambalpur in Odisha. EPFO adds 16.02 lakh net subscribers in January this year. Festival of Colors Holi being celebrated throughout the country today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister greet people on the occasion. IMD predicts rain in northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. India's Srija Akula wins women's singles title at WTT Feeder Beirut 2 2024 table tennis tournament in Lebanon. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Lucknow Super Giants by 20 runs in Jaipur. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.